And yet another Anfield Wrap special. We spoil you here on a transfer deadline day. And now I'm here to speak to Conor Clancy, who is a Serie A journalist and co-founder of Serie A Total, to find out a little bit more about Arthur Melo and his time specifically in Italy. So, Conor, thanks so much for coming back on the Anfield Wrap.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's always good to join you guys.
So I'm going to start with some negatives and then we're going to finish on positives so we're all left feeling shiny and rosy. So first of all, generally his time in Italy, I've been blighted by injuries. There's been a lot of problems. What type of injuries he has? Is it a whole range? Is it something that has frustrated him and managers and fans? You know, what is his general sort of injury record and you know, feelings towards that amongst people who you know, Juventus fans and coaches, I guess?
The general injury record is just injured because he always seems to be injured. And I was looking back through this today when I realized I was coming on to talk to you guys. And I was quite surprised to see that he played about 65 games for Juventus. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was anywhere near that high. And then when you break that down a little bit more, he played roughly half of those under Allegri and then half of them under Pirlo. So he's been around a lot more than people seem to think he's been around. To play that many games for Juventus isn't a bad tally. But yeah, injuries are going to be a problem. He's not going to stay fit for the entire season. The injuries will change and they just seem to come all of the time to the point where you'll get news that Arthur Melo's gotten injured and you'll think, wasn't he already injured? But no, he will have recovered and then gotten injured again, unfortunately. But yeah, he's going to be frustrating in that way, unfortunately.
That is a shame. And in terms of the fact that Juventus are willing to let him go, albeit on loan, but you know, I'm sure if there was a permanent fee chat, they would be sort of open to that. You know, from a Liverpool point of view, you might think, well, why is a player going to make a difference for us? That you know, isn't sort of you know, is you know, Juventus don't see part of the so part of their ideas for the season moving forward. So aside from the injuries, why do you think it is that they are willing to let him go?
Well, look, I don't think you get to play for both Barcelona and Juventus without having a hell of a lot of potential and a hell of a lot of ability, right? And I think we probably saw the best of Arthur when he was at Barcelona, and his move to Juventus came as a little bit of a surprise, particularly when it was that weird swap that wasn't a swap with Pjanic, and Pjanic had been okay for Juve but not in that last season. But he's a very good player, Arthur. I was chatting to one of my colleagues on Total Italian Football about this a little bit earlier today, and we were just trying to pin him down to like one word or three words, and I asked him first, what how would you describe him if you were asked to, and he just said fine.